Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
I bet I pick up my foot.
It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. Rushing for life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush and for life no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late, I leave in plenty of time, shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop, I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush and for life no fun. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, no, I'm rushing, rushing for life, no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, no, I'm rushing, rushing for life, no fun.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. You heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and the Lincolns were setting the pace. That story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and used them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With 4 bow carbs and a dual exhaust and 411 gears.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Ed with Red Nick and I's Radio coming at you live. 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday evening. Oh, yeah, so glad you can join. You can call us in at 516-387-1733. If you want to be a part of the conversation, just hit 1. We hope everybody's having a great night tonight. So I was going to go over a few things, but first I want to talk about one of our great sponsors, and that's LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation. These guys are great. This is one of our great sponsors. They're a little trucking company out of Denver, Colorado. Speaking of Denver, Colorado, that's made the news where they shut down part of I-70 this weekend to do some paving. And it's kind of through downtown over there on the east side. Everybody knows about it where the pilot is. It's from 270 to Colorado Boulevard right there. So right around where the TA and the Sapp Brothers and all that. If that's still out there, I haven't been out there in a while. It's been about 3 or 4 years since I've been out there. So that's how it is, and it made some of the articles on top of the search, so we're going to take a look at that. Also, they say that there's a big trucking crisis here in the U.S. where they're having a hard time finding drivers, and Bloomberg.com had an article that says, trucking crisis has the U.S. looking for more drivers abroad. So I guess they're going out to seeing if they can get more people from other countries, which, you know, that can stir up a lot of stuff with the trucking industry. And also, you know, what made the news and what I've noticed is that while you've got other companies like GPS Logistics buying up a lot of different carriers throughout the last couple of years, there is a father-son owners of Papa Trucking celebrating 50 years in Fremont. It's an article that made the Fremont Tribune. And you know what? I had it in my head that where that was, and I totally forgot. So I'll take a look at that later. And we'll see what's coming up. But, yeah, plus taking your calls and everything. And we're hoping everybody's having a great night. But until then, let's kick it back here. And this is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Rolling wheels and shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the lemon and it's a rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken.
Well, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio coming at you live every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Just call in at 516-387-1733. And you want to be a part of the conversation, just hit 1 and we'll get you right in. You know, we talk about news and what's going on out there, life on the road and the trucking industry in general and everything. So before we get that going, I wanted to refer to everybody to one of our great sponsors, and that's LTR Transportation. You want to check them out at ltrtransportation.com. They're a great little outfit out of Denver, Colorado, which also made the news, so we'll talk about that a little bit. But, yeah, you want to give them a holler. They got great, they do dedicated. They do freight, like freight managements and different stuff like that. You can check them out, like I said, ltrtransportation.com. Or give them a holler at 720-277-0030. And always tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we appreciate that too. So in the news, like I said, Colorado made the news. They shut down part of I-70 in Denver for the weekend. And they said it could cause, it probably did. It's just a small little route where you can just go around it by taking 270 over to 76. But, you know, it's always a pain in the butt when you got to exit the freeway just to maintain your straightaway through the freeway. But it's through downtown Denver, so I guess we're all expecting that. But that kind of made a lot of articles throughout the internet there. Also, we saw that they're still saying there's a driver shortage, and the crisis has caused U.S. companies to start looking for drivers abroad, which, you know, tell us what else is new in the trucking industry, right? That we ain't got no problem doing it as long as everybody, you know, conforms to the rules. And, you know, we know what that means. So we'll take a look at that. And also, you know, as other companies are buying out other companies, you know, there's one talked about how PS Logistics was buying up a lot of different companies. One was a Houston-based flatbed company. But also, we saw a father-son owner of Papa Trucking celebrate 50 years in Fremont, according to the Fremont Tribune. I looked that up, and I totally forgot where that was. So we'll dive into that later on. But as we keep on going, you know, we're going to keep talking about life on the road and what we do here in Redneck and Eyes, and we hope everybody continues to join us. You can call in at 516-387-1733. To be part of the conversation, just hit 1. And don't forget to go over to our website, redneckandeyes.com. Check everything else over there. Even got a link to our YouTube channel, which you could please subscribe to that. We would greatly appreciate it. We're trying to do good things out here, you know, go to the truck shows and just continue to educate drivers on being better truckers and hoping to create that great brotherhood of trucking. So be sure to check all that out. But until then, just hang tight here, Redneck and Eyes Radio, and we'll be right back. Hang on.
Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting, staring up at heaven, where I come from, where I come from, trying to make a living.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth.
Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and I's. Redneck and I's, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Baby makes his living on the road.
Having a great night out there tonight. We're welcome back. Hey everybody, this is Ed with Redneck and Knives. We hope everybody's having a great night out there tonight, and we're doing real good out there. Hope everybody is staying safe and successful. Remember, you can give us a call, 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation, just hit one. And don't forget, check us out, redneckandknives.com. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate that. It's been doing really great for us, and we're really proud of that. And we're hoping that we get a lot of messages out there to drivers and everything. So keep doing that. But what we wanted to talk about is different things going on out there in the country today and the news. And there wasn't too much going on. So I figured what I wanted to do was wanted to shout out about a personal experience I had. So if everybody doesn't know, I've been dealing with working out here in the last couple of years, you know, trying to stay healthy and get healthy. And, of course, ever since COVID, we realized that, you know, you got to be healthy to fight off a lot of the things going around here where, you know, you can get sick based off being obese or, you know, having some type of health issues. So eating right, you know, staying in shape, trying to do better is sort of the main focus that we're trying to stay on here. In the whole process, you know, of just eating right, exercising, and I started like lifting weights, and doing that a lot. And I was being really successful at that and really proud of that. And of course everything gets sore. And a couple of times you just kind of, you know, get a little like extra soreness in something like doesn't move right. And every time you want to move it, it hurts. So what I started doing is I started going to the chiropractor and that really started helping me out a lot where I was really having success doing that. So what happened we're having technical issues here. We're not really sure what's going on. There we go. Turn that down. How about that? How about doing better? Well, anyway, yeah. So I was having a lot of success doing that, and I was looking forward to seeing how that works and everything. So the chiropractor actually gave me some more exercises to do as far as stretching and everything goes. And I told him what I did. I drove truck for a living, and I do where I'm in the truck mostly every day, for a good, you know, 8-9 hours a day. I'm doing like 540 miles a day, is my regular route. And he even said, well, you know, you're sitting most of the time. And even if you get out and stretch a little bit or walk around, you're still doing a lot of sitting and you're doing a lot of slouching. And of course your elbows are forward and everything like that. So he gave me a lot of cool exercises to do. And I was doing them, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to take some pictures and maybe even some videos of me doing those exercises and show them to the people on YouTube to try to help. And what it is there's a lot of issues, especially if you do flatbed where you're doing a lot of moving with your shoulders and arms. And of course, you know, back work and all that. And if you're unloading any trailers out there at all, you know, you might think even if you're not technically classified as overweight or anything, you still might have some shoulder pain. And I've been doing a lot of research on this, and, you know, the way you sleep could affect that, where if you're sleeping on your side and you're not holding your shoulder right and you wake up maybe with a crick in your neck or a bad shoulder, some things like that could mess that up. Like, and I'm not saying I'm a good expert on this. I just was trying to just help myself, you know, and so I just thought I'd share my personal experience. And what I found out is there's a lot of different things where you just got to move the shoulders like back, like, and see what it is being either, whether you're at a desk or behind the wheel, we're always forward and we always have our arms pulled forward. And what we have to do is we have to get those shoulders back, because what happens is technical, but I mean, it's really interesting, because there are tendons that go from your top of your shoulder around your shoulder bone there where your whatever that big bone is right there. What is that called? I forgot. Like the humerus or whatever. It's the big arm bone going into your shoulder. You know, it's got a divot in there. Well, the tendon goes around that, and then the bicep tendon goes down and it hooks. So when you're pulling, your whole tendon is pulling this way. So what it is over time, when you do a lot of over the shoulder stuff, what happens is the bones kind of just turn in, because that's the motion they're going is always toward the end. So what you have to do is you have to do exercises to get kind of that more flexibility going backwards. And it's a lot of like turning your arm out, taking your forearm and pushing it out away from your body. Or when you hold it up in your air, take your arm. Like, I mean, a lot of, if you're a bigger guy and you haven't really worked out a lot, I even have difficulty doing this, to where you're trying to hold your arm up and you pull it back over your back of your head. It's hard to do, you know, and you pull a lot of stretching that way. Well, that's part of stretching that we need to be doing every day, is we need to be pulling that arm back and just stretching it out. And even like pushing it up against a doorway or something, to where we can get some more resistance there, to pull that arm back and get that elbow to go behind our shoulder. And that helps our shoulder be, because, you know, a lot of it's just being pulled this way and to forward, and we have to get it to go backwards. And of course our posture, you know, I mean, we've seen, there's tons of people out there talking about staying healthy on the road, and they're always talking about how we need to be more better posture while driving. And of course, this is it. It's where you have to stretch your shoulders out. And a lot of it, it's like a reverse fly where your arms are forward and then you pull them back like a fly, where you stretch them out like that. That's, like I said, I've got some literature on it that I was going to share with everybody. And then I was just going to take some videos and show everybody that it's really, really good stuff. And the other thing is sitting. So we have some really powerful muscles behind our leg. And of course, you know, the gluteus, of course, the glute muscle, it's a really powerful muscle, but when we sit for a long period of time, that muscle gets stretched. And if we don't flex it back to get it to flex back, it's going to stay stretched and it's going to lose its power. You're just going to, that's how you just lose all your power in lifting or squatting or whatever. So even minor stretching where you can take the leg and pull it back, just don't even worry about weights or resistance. Just get the muscle to flex, and you can go back there and feel it flex. And just hold it and get it to flex back. And you do that every day. So you're sitting for 8 hours. Well, if you just spend 5 or 10 minutes flexing it back, it's going to maintain. It's going to keep doing that. And of course, you know, keep walking, go for walks, try to walk as much as you can. You know, everybody talks about how, if you want to lose weight, park in the back of the truck stop and walk the whole way. Cause that's the way you get it. But I've done it for a little over a week now, these exercises, and man, they've really helped. Sleeping is another thing too. If you sleep on your side, if you have a hard time sleeping on your back, of course your back, you always want to make sure that you're always laying flat with your shoulders flat, so that your shoulders can be back. That's what you want. And then if you have to lay on your side, the biggest thing is you want to pull your shoulder forward. So you want to make sure that the arm you're laying on is all the way forward, and you're pushing to get that shoulder to go all the way forward. And that forces kind of your back to kind of where you're laying, like on half of your back. And that's really helped for me too, is when I fall asleep like that, and then I may toss and turn a little bit, but when I wake up, it's nowhere near like it was. And what you want to try to avoid is putting your shoulder over your head. If you've ever done that, I used to do that all the time, where I would put my shoulder or put my arm up over my head when I'm sleeping. And if I was laying on my side, I'd put the arm like under the pillow like that. And what happens is when I was overweight, I was over 300 pounds, I'd wake up and my arms were numb, where I, you know, so the, I lost circulation. and I had to wake up and get my, you know, and luckily I'm okay still doing that, but I haven't done that since I've focused on pushing my arm, keeping your shoulder down and then pushing it forward. And it kind of forces your body to lay back. And that's a big deal. And I always thought that was important. So those kind of things are cool to do. And I really appreciate everybody, following along and taking note of that. Like I said, I'm not an expert. Go do your own research. There are tons of YouTube videos out there from like chiropractors and physical therapists and, all kinds of different professionals talking about how you should sleep and how you should exercise and work out. Other truck drivers and other trucking videos have made stuff about driving and doing exercises and all that kind of stuff. So, always do your research and listen to multiple people. I'm not an expert. Don't tell me. I'm a truck driver. My personal experience, that's what I've always noticed has been working out for me. And so that's kind of what I've been looking at. Other than that, eating right, man, trying to maintain that. I asked the other day, it'd be funny how many restaurants would go out of business if we just focused on eating our basic calories for the day. If you look at it, if we were to eat, like one guy did it, where he did a Big Mac value meal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner or whatever it was, when you eat a full meal three times a day from any restaurant, you're consuming, over 4,500 calories in a day. You only should be doing about 2,000. If you want to lose weight, you should be doing about 1,500, 1,800, depending on your exercise. The more you exercise, the more you can eat. But, if you're trying to maintain like weight loss, you need to be eating better food and you need to be eating, less calories. So we talk about like if you eat vegetables and, anybody out there that eats vegetables that switched over from eating fast food to vegetables, you eat like, 500 calories of vegetables compared to 500 calories of a burger. You're full. Those vegetables will fill you up. I got to stay away from all that stuff because hamburgers, bread with the meat and all that cheese and all that is not very filling, especially if you can replace it with something good like vegetables that they got in the grocery store, where it'd be broccoli, cauliflower, drinking water, just simply drinking water. If you can drink a liter of water and skip a meal and be full off of that water, man, you're talking about big change because that's no calories and water will fill you up if you drink a lot of water. And from everybody I told, if anybody out there is wondering, you should be eating or you should be drinking half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you should be drinking 100 ounces of water a day. And that's a lot. So I do liters based on liters. It's 33 ounces is in a liter. And I'm doing like, 5 or 6 liters a day. And that's a lot. And yeah, you say, well, I got to stop and go to the bathroom a lot. Well, you know what? I'd rather be healthy than, to plan for those stops, and that'll make your life so much happier. Sleep better. You'll feel better drinking lots of water, especially during the summertime when you're out there sweating and everything. So, but other than that, we just like to thank one of our sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. If you guys ain't heard of them, of course, probably most everybody that knows Redneck and I knows DPF Regeneration because they've been with us since the beginning. They are one of those great companies out there out of Connecticut where they handle most of all of the, the DPF regen, the DPF filters, the SCR units, all of the, the catalysts and converters and all that. I'm having a hard time. I got the website in front of me. And it didn't seem to want to. Sorry about that. But yeah, we're going to make sure you guys are aware of them. Do the proper setup when I did this here to usually get the. There they are. Okay, good deal. Yeah, so yeah. They got the catalyst mufflers, EGR coolers, SCR units. They said they were going to get into charge air coolers and even turbos and stuff like that for all those new trucks out there. And they do any size diesel engine. So you give them a shout or check them out at dpfregeneration.com or give them a holler at 800-634-3010. And make sure you let them know you appreciate supporting Redneck and I, because we really appreciate them and everything. So, yeah, we're going to just continue on here and having a great night. And I hope everybody is doing the same. Like I said, 516-387-1733. And if you just want to be part of the conversation, just hit one. Just like I said, go to redneckandeyes.com and check out our website there. You can get all the links to our social media networks like Facebook and Instagram and all that. And then, of course, you can have links to all of our sponsors as well. And don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate that and hope everybody is subscribing there and everything. So we're going to keep things rolling here tonight, and I hope you guys are enjoying your evening. And again, this is Redneck and I's Radio.
Life's like the road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. He won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Yeah. If you're going my way, well, I wanna drive it all night long. Through all the cities and all these towns, it's in my blood and it's alright. I love you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hands. Come on, baby, to those Memphis nights. The copper paths have been cool as wine. And knock me down if I come again. You're in my blood, I'm not a lonely man. There's no one I can hold. A road to road, this I know. I'll be there when the light comes in. Tell me we're survivors. Life is a highway. But I want to ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I want to drive it all night long. What's the distance between you and I? A misunderstanding once, but now we look deep in the eye.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated.
especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced. And DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Hold tight with a leather fist. Watch out when he starts to twist. It's what the daddies used to tell them boys, how to ride them bulls. I got a jingle in my jeans, sore places in between, and I'm leaving old Salt Lake with a push and a pull. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trainer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the coupe de ville. Chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Turn up that radio. Don't want to think about a rodeo. Don't want to think about a roundup up in old Cheyenne. Well, it's a crazy circuit. Oh, but still you work it. Turn down that sound, boys. Let's get up and check the scan. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the coupe de ville. Chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Bandana hanging on the mirror, still wet from ear to ear. Well, I guess it's true then what the wise men say. When you ride your last one, well, make sure he's the best one. Jump while he's moving, tip your hat, boys, and walk away. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the coupe de ville. Chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trainer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the coupe de ville. Chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's a good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. Just that awesome about Santa Cone with the radio blasting and the bird dog gone. There's a speed trap up ahead down the town, but no local yokel gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got the trigger wound and we'll come about a mile from a guitar jam.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Nye's Radio. We're just having a great night here tonight, chilling out and getting things done. Hope everybody's enjoying it. So you can give us a holler at 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just put one, and we'll get you right in here. You know, we were talking about a bunch of things, and it was talking about I-70 being shut down for the weekend. And and I thought that was interesting. So so I pulled it up and looked at it, and what it had was it was a it wasn't that big of a deal, from what I found out. It's all it is that the downtown area of I-70 right there, that little busy area that we all know about right there between I-70 and Colorado Boulevard, where pretty much where from the where the TA and Sapp Brothers is over there all the way to where the Pilot is, kind of that area down there on the east side. And you can pretty much get around it by going up 270 and then over to 76 and down. And just other articles, it was really weird because they said that it was going to cause, you know, a lot of disturbances and a lot of problems. And I didn't think that was the case, but, you know, it was only for the weekend. So we'll see how that goes. Where I was going to find that. And this was just in the Denver Post is what it was. And of course, we got to get through all the ads and everything. But it says here, it says the twice delayed westbound I-70 closure through downtown Denver coming this weekend. So this was posted on Friday. So I guess what happened is they kept delaying it because of, they said, of oil shortage for the tar or whatever. But Colorado DOT crews will pave this road portion as part of the Central 70 project zone. It says Interstate 70 will be closed traveling westbound through a key portion of Denver over the weekend. Beginning on 10 p.m. Friday, the Colorado Department of Transportation will close I-70 from Interstate 270 to Colorado Boulevard. The closure comes as Colorado DOT will pave that stretch of road in the Central 70 project zone. The closure is finally happening this weekend after it was initially planned for July, but an oil shortage delayed it until last weekend. Colorado DOT backed out of the paving project last weekend due to the weather. Travelers can detour around the area by taking I-270 to Interstate 76 to Interstate 25 back to 70. Now, you might think that that's a, you know, a lot of roads, but really they all kind of just merge. Like 76 just kind of dies right there on 25, and you're not really on 25 for that long. But the only problem is it's like one or two lanes. So it really, it can be a delay problem if you got to go from one interstate to the other and only one lane gets you there, you know. So to me, if anybody's out there talking about, you know, where we're a lot of infrastructure going on, where I think they said Congress was working through the weekend, try to get that bill passed, they need to just improve the exits from one highway to the next to make it where it'd be like, you know, two or three lanes going into that highway. You know, we all see it a lot of times when the highway dead ends, my biggest example is 65 dead ends into Interstate 10 down in Mobile, Alabama. Three lanes go Interstate 10 west, and then only two lanes go Interstate 10 east. And, of course, the majority of the highway goes that way. But, you know, it's like that's the reason it dead ends that way. But really it should be that way everywhere. Anywhere a interstate crosses another interstate, if the Blue Road crosses another Blue Road, there should be a lot of lanes going from one road to the next. And that's just from a trucker's point of view, that's what they'll tell you. It says, but it also says, it says here the highway will reopen at 5 a.m. on Monday. So we'll find out for sure how that goes. Like I said, we'll put everybody talking about going down there and seeing everything. We'll see how that works out. But I just thought that was interesting that they just keep talking about how, like, I mean, even one, it was the Vail newspaper website said it was going to cause delays in people getting their deliveries in those areas. And, you know, shoot, man, people that live up there, they live where it snows and the roads get shut down. So, yeah, the delays get happen a lot. You better batten down the hatches when, you know, when something like that happens. But I don't know. I just think that was kind of like, you know, anybody that lives out there in the middle of nowhere, you know, things can get delayed anytime. You know, you kind of expect it if you live out in the country or up in the hills or somewhere like that. You just kind of expect that you're not going to get everything right away. I don't know. If anybody lives up there and knows anything different, let me know. But, yeah, it's just crazy how that works out. But other than that, it was pretty slow this weekend. Like I said, we were looking at things, and I hate talking about the driver shortage because there's, you know, we all know it's a bunch of bull crap. But also, you know, there was an article that talked about how the trucking industry was going overseas to look for drivers. Now, this has been the case years and years. I mean, the recruiters push up, like they'll send out websites in other languages and, of course, in other countries just to get people to kind of, you know, reference it. Anybody out there has ever been in a situation. I've known people from Vietnam. I've known people from Cambodia. I've known people from Sudan, Nigeria. Once they get over here, once one person gets here, then they contact relatives or friends back in the country that they came from, and they say, hey, this is what you need to do. And they of course, then this, like, not necessarily a revolving door, but it's kind of like the doorway opens where more and more can come. And they're, I mean, all the guys I know are great guys. There's not, you know, I mean, I've known a few that were worthless because they came here as teenagers. And of course, when you come here as a teenager, you probably already have that mentality that the world sucks, because you probably came from a place that sucked, and you're coming to the United States where you're told everything sucks. So I mean, like one driver, he didn't want to work. So, you know, I told him, I said, you got to work, dude. You got to drive. I mean, this is what driving. You don't like truck driving, get out of it. Go do something else. But you got to drive. And he didn't like driving. So he went and did something else. You see a lot of them, they go from trainer to trainer and that kind of stuff like that and all that. But most of them been all great, great guys. You know, we had one driver there at the big company I worked for back in the day. I was in charge of the training, and we had one driver. He was from the Sudan, and he had one time he came in and said the guy was his brother-in-law. And then the next time he came in, he said the guy was his uncle. So he might've had relatives. Most of them are probably just his friends, but he had one guy come in. He says, hey, he's supposed to be training me. Well, he's out right now. And he calls me up and he goes, yeah, I'm almost done with this guy. When I drop him off tomorrow, I'll pick this other guy up or send that guy home. And when I get this guy done on Monday, I'm going to go pick him up. And this was like on Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, and we're like, hey, that's great. That's how they do it. If the trainer's willing to wait on him and he's willing to train the guy, then, you know, hey, we try to make it happen as good as we can. So, and stuff like that. But, and you might, and you're out there probably disagreeing with it, you know, that foreigners shouldn't be come taking our jobs. Some of these guys, man, they work hard, and they drive truck, and you say, well, they don't know English. No, they know English pretty good. You know, they do all right. You know, one time we had a guy, so everybody knows, and I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just telling the truth that we had people, we have tons and tons of different people out there, different religions, different races, different countries and all that and everything. And so we had this one guy come in, and he requested that he go with another Muslim. He needed to be with a Muslim. But he was American. He was not from another country. He was American. And of course, you know, he's wearing the robe and everything, and got the hat, the special little whatever he's wearing. I don't know the name of it. But he insisted. He was, you know, we're like, hey, we try to help you out. You know, we'll try to help you out. So we call this guy, this trainer we know. He's from the Sudan, born Muslim, okay? Hard worker, great guy, okay? He needed a student. We said, this guy he's requesting to go with a Muslim. Oh, yeah, no problem. Help him out, great. He goes out for a week, maybe 2 weeks, comes back. He says, you got to get this guy off my truck. He don't want to work. I said, dude, I was born a Muslim. I don't pray as much as this guy. He said, it's crazy. He don't want to work. He just wants to pray. So I was like, well, there you go. You know, and you got to work. That's all there is to it. You got to work. So it was fun we hate trying to discriminate. You know, we always get accused of that all the time. And I said, hey, you know, take care of him. And he says, no, the guy don't want to work. He don't want to work. So put him with somebody else. So we said, well, we're going to put you with somebody else, but you know, if you don't want to work, there ain't nothing you can do. And I think he ended up going home and getting out of trucking. So trucking wasn't for him. So maybe so. I don't know. But there's, you know, there's great people out there from all different countries that want to come here and work and do great things. And they learn English. You know, it's the ones that don't want to work or don't want to learn English. Those are the ones that you know, people don't like. And of course, they don't want to. It seems like they just don't feel that they need to learn everything, you know. But, hey, if they can make money and they can stay legal doing what they do, you know, I guess ain't nothing we can do about it other than just keep pushing for, you know, common sense, which doing everything right or wrong. You know, if you're doing something wrong and then we want to tell you, hey, you're doing it wrong, but you don't understand English to see that you're doing it wrong, then yeah, that causes a problem. So I think that's a big deal. But as far as all that goes, you know, it's, the driver shortage. Like I said, we think it's weird that they call it a driver shortage when really they should be taking care of their drivers better and doing better. Drivers should be doing better. Companies should be doing better. Everybody needs to be doing better. And once everybody focuses on making sure they're doing good, they're doing better. You know, we got too many drivers worried about carriers doing better. We got too many carriers worrying about where all the good drivers are. And it's all, we just need to be doing better. Okay. Everybody, the companies, a lot of the bigger companies probably should be doing better. Smaller companies, you know, trying your hardest to do better. But of course, you know, you're competing with the big companies, but we see it out there all the time where, you know, they say that they care about something, but really they don't. You know, we care about the drivers. No, not really. You know, if you cared about the drivers, then you want to pay them more, and you would have an incentive to pay them more. Drivers end up going places where they're going to be appreciated by either, you know, and that's the other thing too. You can be appreciated by how you want. If you want to make money, make money. If you want more time off, go somewhere and get more time off. You want a place that has better benefits, go work for somebody that got better benefits. That's the great thing about America is that every company is different. Every company pays different. Every company has a different scenario about how they view work and all that. And, you know, you just need to find a place where you fit in as a driver. And that's kind of where everything starts off from there. But yeah, so, you know, life on the road. That's how it is. You know, you're constantly trying to figure things out for yourself and make things better for you. And as long as you're doing a good job, then you should be able to figure that out pretty quickly. But we're going to keep on rocking and rolling here, and hope everybody's having a great evening this evening. Like I said, don't forget to check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. And don't forget to one of our great sponsors that we got, and that's Trucker Tools. That's a Trucker Tools app. You know, it's an all-in-one trucking app where you can book freight. You can track freight. You can look for like fuel stops and repair facilities, even Walmarts, you know, find truck parking, all that good stuff. And like I say, you download the Trucker Tools app from your app store, and you can go in, you sign in, create a profile and all that. You can even leave, if you would leave a review, they really appreciate those reviews. They like leaving reviews, and just let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we do appreciate them. They're also at truckertools.com. So go check them out there. And everything. But yeah, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate that. And we hope everybody's having a great evening. And yeah, we're going to keep on rocking and rolling here. And we hope everybody's having a great night. And like I said, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio, 516-387-1733. So, kick back here and relax. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a bit.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back. She ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally.
down on the corner by the traffic light. Everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Yeah, Breaker 19, and this here's the Rubber Duck. You got a copy on me, Pigpen, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Pigpen, for sure, by golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Pigpen, yeah, we've definitely got a front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June and a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We was headed for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I said, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs. 10-4 Roger, about 5 miles or so. 10 Roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them Smokies was thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We're about to go a hunting bear.
Negatory, Pigpen, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up beside us. As Percy's sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of her swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears is a-getting smart. They brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There was armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. But we shot the line and we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired Friends of Jesus and a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, Rubber Duck, this is Sodbuster. Come on, yeah, 10-4 Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's holding dynamite. He needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but I didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I said, let them truckers roll. 10-4.
Good buddy, we gonna back on out of here. Keep
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Well, all right. Hey, everybody. This is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. So if you can just call in 516-387-1733 to be part of the conversation, just hit 1. And we appreciate everybody calling in tonight. Okay, there we go. All right, good deal. So, we're going to keep on trucking through here. We got about an hour left in the, we're just enjoying the night and hope everybody's having the same kind of night I am. Just it's great. It's warm. And lots going on this weekend and everything. So just keep on tracking with the news. I was just looking at things going on out there. And, you know, people are talking about, like, you know, buying stuff and doing all kinds of different things and everything like that. So what I noticed was is there was an article about going, like, buying out other trucking companies. And whoops, what are we doing here? There we go. So there was this one here. It was the CDLLife.com, which CDLLife.com just kind of gives you a skim over what's going on. So it says PS Logistics acquires family-run Texas trucking company. It says Alabama-based PS Logistics recently announced the acquisition of a Texas-based trucking company. It says, on July 30th, 2021, PS Logistics announced that the company had acquired all substantial assets of Houston trucking company Patriot Transit LLC and Patriot Logistics LLC, a privately owned carrier specializing in flatbed transportation services in the Gulf Coast and Southwest. The financial terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. And of course, this is probably, you know, a small outfit. And to come to find out, what happened is that as I read on here, it says Patriot operates as a family-run business with a loyal driver base and strong customer relationships. The acquisition will provide Patriot and its customers with additional capacity, new service offerings, and increased economies of scale, PS Logistics said. It says Patriot was founded by David Spencer and Rex Reddy and currently employs about 75 truck drivers. PS Logistics will be an amazing partner for our business, said David Spencer. Both our companies are family-oriented and share positive workplace practices, creating an ideal environment for everyone to grow and prosper. Over the last several decades, Rex and I built a successful trucking company operation serving outstanding customers and dedicated employees. We are pleased PS Logistics will continue the tradition with the same commitment to service with our experienced and dedicated drivers and employees. Says Patriot will be operated by PS Logistics subsidiary Blair Logistics LLC under leadership of Spencer Reddy and Blair CEO Jay Boiling. Since 2007, PS Logistics has acquired 22 trucking and brokerage companies, including Jason Jones Trucking and Wilmar Trucking in 2021. So, and if I'm not mistaken, Blair also acquired Fikes. So if you think about, you all remember Fikes, either Fikes got bought out by Blair or Blair turned into Fikes. But most of all the trucks that were under Fikes went over to Blair, from what I remember. So I could be wrong on that. If anybody has any other information, let me know. But it seems that the flatbed, you know, they're kind of consolidating. You see this happen a lot, especially when these COVID things happen, where you know, kind of business kind of dries up. These flatbed companies, they need to maintain their customer base where they need to book the freight. Well, when they book the freight and then capacity increases, they don't have trucks to handle it. So they got to look elsewhere. And of course, when you start looking elsewhere, ears start popping up to, you know, want to want to maybe even buy you out or merge or even try to take your customers. So, you know, things like that never ceases to amaze me how that happens. But, you know, when all that stuff is going down, I just couldn't help but notice that other carriers and all that, they're just humping right along. And there was another one, let's see if I can get over here to it real quick, where the father-son trucking company was celebrating 50 years in service. And this made, of course, this wasn't big news for anybody really, except for Fremont Tribune. And that's what I was going to get into. And they just want to have all these fancy deals. Come on now. Come on. Yeah, you know, I try to go in there, and then you go in and come out, and they don't want to give you the information. Oh, here we go. Now we got it. So it says father-son owners of Papa Trucking celebrate 50 years in Fremont. It says in operating Papa Trucking and grading together for the last 5 years, Dean and Dustin Papa said they're upheld their family business legacy. We work very well together, and said Dean Papa, Dustin's father, there's no headbutting. Nobody has the bigger ego. He says this year, Papa Trucking, located at 900 South Union Street, is celebrating 50 years in the Fremont community. The company hauls sand and gravel and conducts site preparations, yard grading, and demolitions. The business was opened in August of 1971 by Dean Papa's father, Dick, who bought a dump truck and hauled sand for ARPS Ready Mix, a job the business has been working ever since. As things developed, he bought different equipment and just kind of grew as it needed, Dean Papa said. He says, but that's where it all started. And see, that's, and you know, you think about things about, you know, starting businesses and where it ends up. That's how it ends up right there. You just never know. I was trying to see what we're doing here. I mean, you know, come on, man. I understand it's free and all that, and you got to have ads, but come on, get with the program. But I was trying to get more deal on here because you got to get through a bunch of ads and stuff and all that crap. So that's why I was trying to get through all this stuff. But yeah, that's up in Fremont, Nebraska, is where that's based out of. That's why I was trying to make sure we knew exactly where that was. But it's got a really good article in there. It says with Papa Trucking success, Dean Papa said that he is grateful for the company's employees, which he said are quality over quantity. They helped us out and they're amazing, and he just can't say enough good about them. It says if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the success we have now, and it's very much appreciated. So I was trying to get more details about how big they are. It says, although the company saw difficult times in the COVID-19 pandemic, Dustin Papa and said he's looking forward to what's in store for Papa Trucking moving forward. Ads keep popping up and changing. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, it's crazy. And of course, this is like a FremontTribune.com. So, you know, that's how it goes sometimes with these smaller websites. And everything, unless you're paying for them, you know, it's like, why would I pay for something out of Fremont, Nebraska? See here, it says for the first year, I wasn't too active in it, but the next year, Dick Papa bought another dump truck and a tractor, and I started grading yards, new construction yards, newly built houses when I was 15, he said, and then I turned 16, I started driving. It says Dick Papa was helped by his other son, Denny, who graduated high school shortly after Papa Trucking was founded. Dean Papa started work with the business at the age of 14. Yeah, so that was, and of course, we know how long ago that was, because nowadays you wouldn't even be able to see that kind of stuff. at least not brag about it like they did. But yeah, see, and so I just thought that was good stuff there, talking about how, man, these ads, I tell you, I got to close this thing. There we go. I just thought it was because you saw trucking companies being bought up by other trucking companies, but then you see other trucking companies, or, you know, whatever you want to call them. Like, this is technically probably a construction company. They're a trucking company because they own the equipment and haul the sand or the gravel to the job sites and everything. But that's, you know, that's kind of what trucking boils into. You know, my great-grandfather, he hauled lumber most of the time for, you know, his father owned a lumber yard. So he pretty much was a truck driver driving for the lumber, you know, pulling for the lumber yard. And that's kind of how he got his start in everything, and then moved on up from there and did other things. But then his son did that at an early age, and then, of course, just dove right into it and became trucking. That was my great uncle. He drove truck, you know, until he was 80 years old. So, you know, he started driving when he was, you know, 14, 15 years old, and then drove truck his entire life until he was 80. So that's how it gets in your blood, and you just can't turn it away. Sometimes it just gets into you. And I think everybody out there that's in trucking now, they can agree with that it gets into you and you never know. So, but yeah, we're just rocking and rolling here, having a great time, and we're going to take it to the phones and see what's going on out there. And there it is. Hey, what's going on? Is this Greg?
How you doing, Ed?
Man, I'm all right, bud. How you been?
Oh, hanging in there.
Yep.
Finishing up another week off.
You think taking another week off, making all that money, got to take time off. Got to take time off, man.
Yeah, no. I come back when I got back from Texas the last time. I come home, had some things to do around the house. And so we've been doing that, and her and I took the bikes out.
Yeah.
Took the Harleys out for a couple-hour cruise today and went riding them around. It's just been so stinking hot, ain't felt like doing anything, really.
I know. I tell you what, I went to the beach yesterday. And it was awesome.
Did you?
Yeah. Rode out to the beach and kind of pitched it up. Had a shade cloth up there and you know, hanging out with some good friends and everything. And, you know, just had a great old time, you know, getting in the water.
Awesome.
You know, the water was warm, really warm, you know, scary warm, you know. a storm must be coming. It's so warm.
Yeah, I tell you, that water's warm like that. It scares you, you know.
Yeah, but it was great. We had a great time. Got some sun and everything. So, trying to get out there before it gets too cold again, because this time of year everybody's going to school. So you got to get out there when the kids are back in school, and that's better that way.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Those old people, Kate, you're not going to hang with kids anymore.
No. Well, we don't want to. They act too crazy. They up to no good, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
But anyhow, back what you were saying about, you know, these companies buying these other companies out and everything. The driver shortage. You know, I'm like you. I ain't buying into that.
Yeah.
So they'll never get me buying into that, because for the simple fact that if there's such a driver shortage, and these companies can't get, you know, they can't find people to work. Why would they go out and keep buying other companies up and keep wanting more and more and more and more trucks if they can't find drivers to fill the ones they got?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just like you were saying.
It makes no sense to me.
Well, it's just like you were saying before. They're not buying these companies because they need drivers. And it's not that they need drivers. They're just booking the freight. They just want to book the freight. They'll worry about the driver later. You know?
They want all the freight, and they get it. They get all the freight. You know, they get all the contracts and stuff from these other companies, and then they turn around and they cut the rates on it to where it ain't worth hauling. And then the drivers come in there, and, yeah, they're real thankful. They're the drivers. Oh, yeah, we appreciate our drivers. Our drivers are the reason we are where they are. Yeah, your drivers are the reason you are where you are, because the money that you're, you know, withholding out of them by not paying them a decent wage, that's how you're able to increase your bottom line.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah.
They're sharing that money and see how well off you are.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. But yeah,
I
think I think it's just like what you were saying earlier about booking the freight. You know, I know that they have a trouble covering it, but it is. I mean, just like, you know, Dan Baker said years ago, the customer pays your wages, but your driver earns your wages. So it is a double-edged sword there that I think a trucking company have a hard time managing very well. They understand where the money is coming from, but they don't really understand is how that money gets earned. And they need the driver to earn it. Without the driver, you can't get paid. And, you know, the customers, yeah, you tell them, we'll cover it. And just like, you know, your job to where expedited, they'll pay out, you know, they'll have to get it covered one way or the other. So if they have to pay out and lose money on a couple of runs just so they can keep that customer, they're willing to do that. As long as they can maintain that, that's what they're willing to do.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. But yeah, so wow. So other than that, let's see. I think our other what do they call that? Up to no good in disguise.
Well,
yep. Hey Robbie, what's going on?
Do what now? I'm not in disguise.
I thought it was going to be a peaceful evening here for a minute.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, you know, someone has to spoil the show every once in a while.
Unbelievable. Hey,
so Robbie, I got a complaint for you. So the editor of the videos has said that you don't talk loud enough.
I don't talk loud enough?
Yeah, so whenever okay. He's editing the videos, he always has good audio from me and, of course, Greg, because Greg can't talk any lower than what he talks like. So, but he always has a hard time hearing you when he's trying to make the audio good.
I guess I'll have to yell then.
I bet by the end of this show, I can have him to the point where everybody can hear him. What do you think?
Yeah, right. Well, see what it is. Also, I told him too that I had some little twerks with my new soundboard that I was messing with, and I might have had that turned down too low. And of course, Greg always sounds, you know, loud anyway. So this time around, I think I got it right where we can hear everybody. I got new headphones where I can hear you good. So I'm hoping that everything's recording really well. I'm looking at my little meter that looks at, you know, how when you talk, it raises and tells you how loud it is and everything, and it seems to be doing all right. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yep, that's good. Yep. So, Robbie, what do you think about that? Is these all companies buying each other out? They in for the long game, or they're just trying to get their money and run?
Money and run. They just every company wants to be the biggest company, and
right.
They'll book the freight, and then they'll worry about drivers later.
Well, that and of course we can
find drivers that are just brand new, or they'll pay them cheap and they'll make money on it.
Yeah, well, then we all know that that's kind of how Swift grew, is they just kept buying companies, you know, and whenever they wanted to expand, they just bought companies, and that raised their fleet up to where they can, you know, keep growing. That's how you grow. That's how, you know, you really can't grow unless you get some kind of big customer. And sometimes you can't get those customers unless you buy out the company that customer's got a contract with. so you know, it's
yeah, pretty much
dog eat dog world out there. Is how it goes. But I thought it was funny because Greg he kind of yells at me a lot because he back in the day he kind of had a little run in with Fikes, and Fikes I think got bought out by Blair is what I remember. So Fikes is like a culprit of those. And I remember Fikes, they were always on the radio talking. There was always at the truck shows and everything. And everybody really liked them because they were all owner-operator and everything. But then next thing you know, you never heard about them again. They were gone, you know.
No, wait a minute. Whoa. Hold it right there. Now, why don't you're going to sit there and tell him about Greg Lee yelling at you a lot about that. Why don't you tell everybody the true story about how that all come down there? Oh, wait a minute. You ain't got that much time.
Yeah, right. It was a long, drawn-out process. You know, so Greg, if everybody doesn't know, Greg is a long-time flatbedder. He's been flatbedding a long time, and he's good at it, and he's always done well for himself for that. So I was swinging doors, and I thought, you know what, I ought to try that flatbed stuff too. So I was picking Greg's brain about going flatbed, and I was calling around to, and I was owner operator, and I was calling around to a bunch of different flatbed companies, and of course Fikes, because I'd made some friends with the people at Fikes or whatever because of the truck shows. And so I was talking to Fikes and talking with their pay package. It sounded real good, and everything sounded great. And, of course, I was going to have to buy my stuff. I didn't have change. I didn't have any of that stuff. So, of course, I'm picking Greg's brain. And, of course, we all sit down at the truck show, and we talk with the recruiters and everything. And, of course, Greg sits down and talks with them too. And after the show, we don't really, you know, I don't know. I guess I was a pansy, and I just didn't want to pull the trigger and do that flatbedding because I'd never done it before. And I thought, you know what, that's scary crap, you know, especially when Greg was telling me the truth about everything and how hard it was, and it's hard work. And I never pulled the trigger, and next thing I know, I get a phone call, and Greg, he decided he was going to go sign up with Fikes. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute now. I didn't do that.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. I got over it.
Because I guess Greg thought I was going to go over there too, and me and him was going to run together. And I'm like, man, sorry, man, but I didn't want to do that.
I don't know what was worse, finding out that you wasn't going to go to Fikes, or finding out when you sold your truck. I thought, really?
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, it is. That what do we say in trucking? It is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's right. That's right. Yep. That's, and you know, it's just like life in general. In trucking, you think you got a plan, and next thing you know, your plans change because things change. You know, and the way trucking is you never know. You know, you could have this gig that you may think is really good, and the next thing you know, you got a good customer come up, and you drop everything to go handle that customer, and then that customer goes out of business, you know, and that's how things happen in trucking. You just never know. Don't agree.
You just got to take the good when it's good and roll with something else. So you always got to be looking for plan B and plan C and plan D.
Yep. Yep. Just like shooting pool. You got to set up for your next shot. Always be ready to take that next shot. But yeah.
My problem is the 8 pounds all you didn't weigh.
Yeah. I want to make a T-shirt right there. I'm going to say, yep. Life is crazy, and you know, it always, the 8 ball always gets in your way somehow.
That's right. 8 ball is always in your way.
Yep. 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 But I was looking at the news. Ain't too much else going on. Like I said, that Interstate 70 was shut down over the weekend. And it wasn't that big of a deal. I don't know why. It was like number 2 in the Google search for trucking news. And, of course, they're still talking about the driver shortage. And there's a lot of different outlooks on that. They're talking about looking for drivers overseas, or, you know, recruiting is offering different incentives as far as, like, bonuses and all that stuff. And I was like, and I'm kind of like, in my opinion, you know, tell me what else is new. It's always been the case. You know, recruiters will look for different drivers wherever they can find them, they'll look for them. You know, I'm surprised that there's not a Swift recruiter down there on the Texas border passing out business cards to all them people coming over the fence. You know,
you don't know the day.
Yeah, that's right.
speaking of recruiters, I got one from Forward Air last week. They're hiring owner operators in my area, paying up to $1.76 per mile. I just laughed when I saw that.
Yeah, because I mean, so they won't tell you what the going rate is, but the max is $1.76. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, that pretty much is what it sounds like.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, no, that ain't gonna happen.
Right. Yep, that's just crazy stuff. But yeah,
what else, see, Rob? You swinging doors with Forward Air now?
No. I'm not going to go swing doors for them. Screw that. No.
Hey, just look at the bright side, Robbie. It's just a box of wheels on
it. Yeah, it's just a box of wheels, right? Yeah. Not for $1.76 a month. I don't think so. You need to pay a little over, maybe like $4.5, $22, you know, $30 a mile. Then we're talking.
I don't know about $30. I know $7, $8, $9 sounds real good.
Yeah, you definitely.
Yep. But
you're the best route. I actually stuck up with that the other day because I got my backside handed to me, or tried to, by safety because of them three little stunts I pulled on them three Texas loads. And she informed me real quick, Greg, you can't do that. I said, what do you mean I can't do that? You can't do that. That can't be done. I said, why can't it be done when it was already done? He said, that's not what I'm getting at, you know, and I'm not going to go no farther with that. But what I was told was, don't do it again.
So don't do it again.
End of the conversation. Don't do it again, Greg. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Then tell your dispatch and tell the owner of the company, don't do it again.
Yeah.
Hey, that was all on the owner. They gave you that load.
Huh?
That was all about the owner doing that one.
Hey, don't send me a load. Tell me go do this and then reprimand me afterwards. You give it to me, I'll do it. I'll do it just because I can. I'll take it as a personal challenge.
Hold my beer.
Oh yeah, hold my beer and watch this.
That's pretty much what those
I
were.
Told her, I said, you're
hold
trying to find all
this.
These teams. I said, you guys have had this ad out. I said, you're trying to find teams all over the place. I said, you can't find no teams. I said, you want to put these unrealistic age limits on these trucks and you don't want those solos. I said, I got two trucks right now. I said that I could send you over. I said, you can hire them on. And I said, I guarantee you that both of them would work. I said, both of them is month and a half, boys, that they'll stay out a month and a half at a time. I said, you ain't getting me to stay out a month and a half. But I said, they'll stay out a month at a time. I said, but you won't hire them because their trucks are a little bit older. You won't hire them because they're solos. You won't hire them because they live outside your hiring area. I said, but yet you want to sit around and cry because you can't get no drive, you can't get no trucks. You got all the freight you need to try. You need trucks, but you can't hire nobody. I said, change your recruiting habits, and I said you can have some drivers. They didn't want to talk about it no more right then. I'll talk to you later, she said.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
So
hey, she didn't want to hear.
No,
it.
They want their cake and they eat it too. Why you can't have both?
Yep. Good stuff.
But yep. Come around.
That's right. But that's cool, man. Cause so what I think I'll do here is we'll just step away and we'll take a little break and we'll get things kind of switched over. And we're just having a great time here at Redneck and Eyes Radio with everybody. Like I said, check us out at redneckandeyes.com. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We want to thank one of our great sponsors. And that's Load to Ride Transportation, LTRtransportation.com. You can go check them out. Great little company out of Denver, Colorado. They got some good freight connections out there. And that's LTRtransportation.com. Until then, just hang tight. We'll be right back. Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Tennessee. He hit Mount Eagle in a driving rain, so hard he couldn't even see the passing lane. Well, he started down the great way and he lost a gear. He hit them brakes, found he had no air. The Mount Eagle grade is steep and long, and never pounded the scene. He thought the bandit was gone. Awesome. Well, his truck jackknife turned completely around. He was coming down the back.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We hope everybody's having a great night tonight. You can call it 516-387-1733. And don't forget to check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. And we appreciate everybody calling in tonight and everything. So, hey, Greg, I wanted to tell you, you know, I went to the beach this weekend. And I tell you what, you know what I saw a lot of? I saw a lot of Trump 2024 flags flying on golf carts. And
oh, yeah.
Down the beach, man alive. I'll tell you what, It was something else. And I told my friend, I told her, you know, a lot of people think they're going to be able to turn Texas blue. I tell you what, you come down to the beach, and I don't think that's possible at all compared to what I see here at the beach. Because there ain't no Biden flags, and there ain't no other flags. There's Trump 2024 flags, you know. And then, of course, you got Trump 2020 flags, and you got just Trump flags, and you got the just anything you want out there. And then, of course, you still got all the Texas flags and the come and take it flags and the don't tread on me flags and all that stuff. That right there just spells it out for it that, you know, I don't think the Democrats stand a chance in Texas.
Nah, they're trying to make everybody believe that, but that ain't never going to happen. I don't see it. I'm sorry, I don't see it.
Yep. And what I found out last week, I think I found it out. Me and Greg talked about it a little bit on our own, but I guess they're having another 10-4 DC rally down on October 4th. If anybody's interested in trying to get in contact with that, you can get on Facebook there. I think they got it. I think it's 10-4.com too. I'm not real sure, but it's a 10-4. You know, kind of like how we say 10-4, and they did it last year, which was great because of COVID and all that. But now, you know, what me and Greg were talking about is, you know, since the January 6th thing and all the Democrats freaking out about people going downtown, I don't even think they're going to let them down there. That's what I think. I don't know. What do you think, Greg?
I don't know. I don't think I want to be a part of anything doing anything around that Capitol right now because they're just looking for a reason to. You know, that's just asking for problems. I mean, that down there is real unstable down there.
Yeah, exactly. I tell you, I agree with that.
You could be down there minding your own business, and next thing you know, you'd be in jail. No.
Yeah. Well, not only that, you know, we had the problem January 6th, and nobody liked it, and all that stuff like that. Well, then what they did was they increased security and they put up that big fence around the Capitol for inauguration, and of course nothing happened because nobody showed up, you know, to do anything like that. So what? Like you're saying, they're actually just holding their hands up, saying, "Come on, come up here." Because as soon as somebody from, you know, either Republican, right leaning, whatever, as soon as they show up with any kind of flag or signs or whatever, you know, they'll be shown in a bad light. Let's just say that. Regardless if you show up being peaceful or not, they're not going to show the peaceful part. They're going to show the bad part. You know, just like how they always talked about the riots all year long, and they were, you know, mostly peaceful when you can see the dumpsters on fire, but they didn't show that on the news. So the kind of stuff like that is what they're going to be doing. And I think me and Greg and Robbie both all agree that that's kind of how it's going to be. And, you know, I hope they have a great time. We told them we'd try to help them out the best we can, but last year we knew about it too late. And then this year we just planned on doing our own thing, so we're all busy, so can't be heading that way at that time. But we hope, you know, hey, is anybody out there want to check it out? Go be all means, but like you said, just understand the climate that they're waiting. They're out there with handcuffs, waiting to put them on somebody.
That's what I'm thinking, man. They're looking, you know, they're looking for just anybody and everybody to pin something on.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
right.
we all know from a lot of past experience that truck drivers cannot stick together on anything. So if one of them goes down there and a half a dozen of them gets in trouble down there, and they're going to think, oh, yeah, we got the rest of the drivers got our backs, huh? They'll turn around and go the other way, and you're going to be standing there holding the bag.
Right, right. I totally agree. Yep. But yeah.
No.
Now, I would say, though, if any of you drivers are out there, if you're looking at going sightseeing or something like that, you know, Washington, D.C. is not the only place to see great monuments or great memorials. Like I said a couple of weeks ago on the podcast here on the radio show, that for Memorial Day, I was at home visiting family, and I live in Harker Heights, Texas, which is just outside of Killeen, Texas, and Killeen, Texas is near Fort Hood where they had the shooting, and, of course, they've got a memorial there now. And it was really cool to go see that and see, you know, read about, learn about the victims and all that stuff. So you can get out there all over the country. There's monuments and different stuff all over the place. I spent one whole weekend in Indianapolis. They've got a World War I monument, a World War II monument. They list the names of, like, the citizens of Indiana that were either in the you know, that were in the military at that time or had died during the war, or World War II or whatever it was. Pretty much each state, especially state capitals, have their own memorials for the state people there. I know about Austin. If you go to Austin, you go to the cemetery. It's kind of like the national cemetery, but for Austin, it's for Texas military. It's for the Texas Memorial, and Chris Kyle is buried there, and he's got a great headstone, and it's a good memorial to Chris Kyle there. And of course, if you go out in, I think it's Stephenville, is where they've got a statue of Chris Kyle. So it's really cool stuff out there. And so you can get out, you can see other stuff. You don't have to go to Washington D.C. to see monuments to great, you know, heroes of the United States and great things happening in this country. There's even great stuff with everything else. If you go, I just like I said, I know about Texas. If you go to Seguin, Texas, Seguin was named after Juan Seguin, who was the commander of the Mexican regulars for the Texas Republic, and he was one of the I can't remember. He fought in at the Alamo. So he was there. He knew Sam Houston and William Travis and all those guys, and he was a great military leader for the Republic of Texas, and they named him Seguin, Texas, after Juan Seguin, Captain Juan Seguin, for the Mexican regulars of the Texas Army. So that was the Republic of Texas Army, I should say. So great stuff like that, and I'm sure Greg's probably been up around there. He knows there's a lot of great stuff in, like, what, Pennsylvania, Ohio, a lot of cool stuff up there.
Yeah, there's monuments, and there's stuff everywhere. I mean, there's some up here, but, you know, to see any of the real good stuff, it's out west and, you know, farther south and everything. I mean, it is, I don't know. Pennsylvania, yeah, yeah. And that, other than Gettysburg and stuff like that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of neat stuff, but it's like it is anywhere else in a truck up here, Ed. If you want to see it, you're going to have to get in a car.
Yeah, right.
Because anything on a truck, you know, as soon as you're in a truck, every road, anywhere near, you know, a historical monument or a landmark or tourist attraction, you're not getting nowhere near it with a truck.
Know
that.
Oh yeah. I wanted to go to Fenway Park to go to a baseball game, and I was just in a bobtail. I didn't even have a trailer, so I ended up parking an hour away from the baseball stadium and then taking the train, because, you know, I was told by people that had been there, don't take the truck down there, you'll never get it out, because and they were right. Those streets down by Fenway Park are so tight, and they got cars parked on either side of the road. It's pretty much just a one-way street, because there's only one way to get a car because of all the parking, all the people parked on the side of the road. So I benefited by taking the train and everything. But yeah, you know, depends on where you're at. I was in one of the cool places. I don't know if anybody, you know, this has nothing to do with like American heroes other than fictional, but if you're in, kind of like central or south Illinois. I don't know, Robbie might know more about it than I will. I don't know. I've been by there. I don't know if you guys have, but it's Metropolis, Illinois has a statue, a really big statue all lit up of Superman in Metropolis, Illinois, little town in central Illinois.
I know I've been to there, but I don't recall ever seeing one, but maybe I was just not paying attention.
Well, it's you got to get off. So,
you know, like a monument like that.
Yeah, it's downtown Metropolis, which is kind of like a town square, and it's not. You can get there by truck. You just gotta. It's not on the highway. So I was like, I think there was a truck stop near there that I pulled off of, and I saw a sign that said the Superman statue this way. So I went ahead and just turned and went that way, and it takes you to the little town square, which is pretty big. I mean, it's not, you can get a truck in there, and I, you know, you make, it's one of those where you can make two lefts and a right, or three lefts and a right, and make a U-turn. So, you know, nice and easy. So I went down in there, saw it, but I couldn't really stop and take pictures or anything like that. So I saw it, and it was all lit up. It was dark, but it was all lit up really nice and everything. So that was just, it's really funny. You're in a little town called Metropolis, and they got a big statue. I mean, it's big. It was like 12 foot. tall, sitting on a big pedestal or whatever, of Superman. So, you know, and it was painted, you know, the blue suit with the red boots, you know, just like the movie said. So, yeah, it's good stuff out there. But
yeah, that's all we keep doing as truck drivers. We keep thinking one day they're going to make it. They're going to make a statue of one of us and put out there in the middle of a square somewhere, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know why they wanted to do that with me.
What, that,
that'd
Robbie?
Kind of scary. That'd be kind of scary to have a statue of me.
Of you?
Yeah, that'd be scary.
Well, that and don't they have one?
I'm thinking it wouldn't have to be more than one. You remember that old cartoon, Ed, Adamant? It wouldn't have to be much bigger than that to be like Robbie.
Well, I thought there was a statue of Robbie already because I'm out there on Interstate 10 and I keep seeing these signs that say exit now to see the thing.
Wow.
Damn. Even it gives you a shot tonight. You can't blame else on me.
Oh, man. No, I don't know about you guys sometimes.
With friends like that, who need enemies?
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> You're just getting a small sample of it, Ed. I got to put up with it every time I turn around with him anymore.
Man, good deal, good deal. Well,
worst part
there
was him knowing where I live.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least he shows up and helps you change out your brakes or anything, right? Right? And then what he did, tires, change the tires? No?
No, no, he didn't. I was changing the starter and changing my oil, and it was cold out. The only thing he did was stood around the heater outside and stayed warm and bitch about being cold.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, check his
plate. And then come back from Arizona. And then when we come over to the house that night, he walked in here to take a shower and everything, and I was sitting over here telling Tiff about how hard we were, how cold it was and how hard we worked over there to get it done. I'm thinking, really?
That's awesome.
Hey, that being said, that what we talked about the other night about the truck shows, and I sent you that thing. Did you do any research on that?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much just checked on Google and tried to get more defined, but there's no...
I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, there's nothing that indicates to me that anything has been permanently canceled.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I heard. I'm talking on XM about it, and that's all I'd heard. They said it was going to dissolve it, I thought, is what I heard on Road Dogg. But I haven't heard any more about it. And I don't listen to Road Dogg that much because it just got to be a lot of nonsense as far as I'm concerned. So I quit it.
Yep. Yep. But yeah, no,
I heard it that one day, and that was it.
Yeah, I even got on Road Dogg website, tried to put on Road Dogg talks about, you know, truck shows.
Yeah.
There's nothing on there that has anything like that. So yeah, maybe it was just they brought it up in passing thinking that it might be, or somebody talked about how they're thinking about it. Maybe, I don't know. But nobody's actually come out and said they officially did that.
Yeah.
So
they didn't want to say a whole lot or, you know, bring it out the open.
Right. Right. But
what truck shows were they going to permanently cancel?
The Dallas show.
Yeah, that's what I heard on the Road Dogg. I thought I heard him say that they was going to dissolve the Dallas show altogether. But, you know, permanent.
Yeah.
But I can't swear to it. But I just caught the tail end of it. I didn't know, and that's why I don't want to make false accusations over it. I just I thought that's what I heard him say that day.
Yeah. I was even some truck drivers that I was talking to, they said that they'd be surprised if a lot of these big OEMs decide they want to come, you know, since the pandemic and everything, a lot of them just kind of holding on to their cash, waiting to see what the new government's going to be doing. Cause you know, with all these new rules coming into effect and they got some crazy, insights, you know, with the transportation secretary, you know, he's a crazy leftist. So, you know, you never know what they might change the rules and make it harder for these companies to do business. So they might be hanging on their cash to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think the truck shows is going to be even match this year if they have it. I don't think it's going to be what everybody thinks it's going to be.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's going to, it, you know, they'll probably be fighting for business like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be, it's going to be a, I don't know, they may lighten up on us a little bit this year. They might be just business as usual, you know, which, you know, you got to expect, you know, hope for the best, expect the worst.
Exactly, exactly.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's it's how things go sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen a whole lot of talk about truck shows this year. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
they've had a few here and there, but nothing spectacular to speak of that I know of.
Yeah, there hasn't been any big promotions. Really, it's just the small-time people that are trying to get together on their own. There's a talk about the, American Trucker Jubilee in Searcy, Arkansas, going on around Halloween in October. And, you don't really have any big names contributing to that other than just the drivers, and which is great. That's awesome. But it's as it gets closer, you just gotta be careful and don't. I don't want anybody to go broke trying to put on a truck show. Let's all get together and have a good time, but don't try to go all out, because these big names that throw all this stuff in, you just never know.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where it's all going. Everything seemed like it would start to straighten up, and then they figured they got to have some way to put everybody, get everybody back in check, because everybody was getting their freedom back a little bit. And now they start this mess again,
Exactly.
It's like, if you don't take the vaccine, you take the vaccine, then you can get out and business will be, life will be back to normal. And then somebody start taking it. No. Now you got the other variant, so we still can't let you do that. Well, whatever.
Yep. Good stuff. But yeah,
well,
looks
I think
like
I can have mine too.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yep. Well, that's it, man. We're just about out of time. We've been having a great show tonight, talking about some pretty cool things. And of course, we got the YouTube channel. We're going to put some stuff up there and everything try to get the word out to drivers through that. And we hope that our sponsors continue to support us, even though, they really tried to support us at the truck shows. Of course, there hasn't been any. So we've reached out to them and told them, hey, we're all doing this weekly radio show here, and we're putting it out on YouTube. And, we really hope to continue to get your support and everything. And so far, so good. Everybody seems to be enjoying it and everything like that. And, of course, one of the great sponsors is Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. You can go download it at the App Store, and it's load tracking. You can book freight. You can search for truck stops, fuel stops, repair facilities, Walmarts, parking. They're even coordinated with where you can actually reserve parking on the app. So it's really cool stuff. And of course, they're a great supporter of Nick and I. So when you contact them or have any problems or concerns with them, you just let them know you appreciate them supporting Nick and I, because we appreciate that. And you can check them out, truckertools.com. Of course, download their app from your app stores and all that stuff like that. But hey, Greg, Robbie, man, hey, thanks for calling in tonight, and great talking to you guys again. Always
okay.
A pleasure.
As usual.
Yep, yep. But y'all be careful out there.
It was good to hear you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Try to stay out of trouble, though. Don't piss each other off too much.
Nah, we're all good.
There you go.
Now you're spoiling all the fun.
Yeah.
I think I pretty much got him in check sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right. Yeah, have fun. Take care. Be careful this week, and we'll talk at you next week. Here, everybody out there, stay safe.
Oh yeah.
Good deal. All right, bud. Y'all have a good night, and stay safe this week.
All right. Yeah, I do now.
Bye now. Awesome. Well, we appreciate everybody calling in tonight. Remember, that's live every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. And to be part of the conversation, just hit 1. It's always great conversation about life on the road and trucking news and just trucking in general. Anything you want to talk about, we'll gladly try to fit you in. And Like I said, don't forget to check out some of our great sponsors. You can get those links at our website, redneckandeyes.com. And don't forget to go over and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate everybody doing that. Give us some comments, share the videos, like them. We appreciate people just supporting the hell out of us. We really appreciate it. Can't be thrilled enough about everything going on. We hope to be back in the truck shows as soon as they kick off. We're always at Matt's every year in the Papa John's parking lot. And we've always got great things going on out there in the parking lot and just, you know, hanging out and doing great things. So to keep at it, we'll just keep on trucking. So this is Redneck and Eyes Radio, and we'll see you guys next week.
Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
We'd like to send a shout out to all these great supporters. They hung in there with us through the beginning, and we couldn't have done it without them. GTS Enterprises, North Liverpool, Ohio. RM Transport of Chandler, out of Chandler, Arizona. CK Hunter Transportation, out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Peter Ramsey Trucking, out of Mountain Grove, Missouri. Dixon Transportation, out of Sarcoxie, Missouri. Lifetime Nut Covers out of Crystal Lake, Iowa. Iowa 80 Truck Stop out of Walcott, Iowa. SoCal Flashlights out of Los Angeles, California. My Right Load at www.rightload.com. And DPF Regeneration at www.webakem.com. Thank all of you for your support and generosity to Redneck and Eyes.
Hey there, y'all. The truckers at Redneck and Eyes want to invite you to check out their live podcast, Redneck and Eyes, All Things Trucking and Then Some, every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Just call 516-387-1733 and join the conversation. When everything goes wrong, you got a Redneck and Eyes.